Auschwitz Trials. Overview. After the war, numerous trials were held in occupied Germany, in West Germany, East Germany, Austria, and Poland, during which crimes allegedly committed at the former Auschwitz camp were the main focus, or at least an important factor. Among the first was the British Bergen-Belsen trial against Joseph Kramer and others. See the entries on Joseph Kramer and on the Bergen-Belsen trials for more details. Poland conducted two trials, whose results set the propagandistic framework for all subsequent trials against defendants accused of having committed crimes there. East and West Germany both had several trials focusing on Auschwitz crimes, although only two of them had a major impact: the West German First Frankfurt Auschwitz trial, and the East German trial against Horst Fischer. Two trials centering on Auschwitz crimes were conducted in Austria, with only the first of them against Walter de Jaco and Fritz Ertl having considerable impact. Trial of Rudolf Huss. The first trial with a focus on events allegedly occurring at the former Auschwitz camp was conducted in Warsaw, Poland's capital. The only defendant during that trial was Rudolf Huss, who was commandant of the Auschwitz camp from the beginning until November 1943. This 17-session trial lasted from the 11th of March until the 29th of March 1947. The case for the prosecution was prepared by investigative judge Jens Zane. He conducted his manipulative investigations with the clear aim of confirming the fraudulent propaganda version, which the Soviets had created right after conquering the area, including the 4 million death toll claim. The trial itself was a typical communist show trial, where Huss's defense lawyer acted like an assistant prosecutor. Huss was sentenced to death and executed on the 16th of April 1947 by hanging at a gallows built for him near the former crematorium building of the Auschwitz main camp. For more information, see the entries on Jens Zane, Criminal Traces, Roman Davidovsky, Rudolf Huss, and the section on Auschwitz of the entry on witnesses, many of whom either testified during the trial, or at least made a deposition in front of Dr. Zane. Trial of members of the camp garrison. After the trial against the former Auschwitz camp commandant Rudolf Huss had cast the combined Soviet-Polish Auschwitz propaganda narrative into legal stone, the Polish authorities conducted a follow-up mass show trial against 40 defendants. They all had performed some official function at the camp during the war. Among the better known defendants were Artur Lieberhenschel, commandant of the Auschwitz main camp, death sentence, executed on the 24th of January 1948. Hans Aumeier, head of the protective custody camp, death sentence, executed on the 24th of January 1948. Maximilian Grabner, head of the political department, meaning the camp Gestapo, death sentence, executed on the 24th of January 1948. Erich Musfeldt, labor unit leader, block leader, head of crematoria 2 and 3, death sentence, executed on the 24th of January 1948. Johann Paul Kramer, camp physician, death sentence, commuted to life, released early. Arthur Breitwieser, clothing chamber, head of disinfestation squad, death sentence, commuted to life, released early. Hans Munch, physician at the Hygiene Institute, acquitted. As with the Huss trial, Jens Zane's manipulative pre-trial investigations also were the guidelines along which the trial was conducted. The hearings lasted from the 24th of November to the 22nd of December 1947, ending with 23 death sentences, two of which were commuted to life imprisonments, both of which were released early. Furthermore, six life terms, seven 15-year prison terms, one 5-year and one 3-year prison term were imposed. Hans Munch was the only defendant who walked away as a free man. For more information, see the entries for the above-mentioned defendants, as well as the entries on Janssen, Criminal Traces, Roman Davidovsky, and the section on Auschwitz of the entry on witnesses, many of whom either testified during the trial, or at least made a deposition in front of Dr. Zane. Great Frankfurt Auschwitz Trial. The first West German Auschwitz trial was conducted in Frankfurt against 22 defendants, who were accused of having committed homicides at the Auschwitz camp. It lasted 185 sessions from the 20th of December 1963 until the 20th of August 1965. It was the result of massive pressure from various lobby groups and from the German government itself, who insisted on accommodating national and international expectations. The historical framework was provided by the Polish authorities, as they had created it during their two communist show trials. Many of the 360 witnesses who testified during the trial came from Eastern Bloc countries, foremost Poland, where they had been systematically manipulated to stick to the preordained narrative during their testimonies at Frankfurt. The trial ended with 4 acquittals, 6 life sentences, and a variety of prison terms. For more details, see the dedicated entry on the Frankfurt Auschwitz show trial. Trial of Horst Fischer. Communist East Germany could not stay behind when its West German rival state conducted a huge show trial aimed at improving West Germany's image in the world. Hence, East Berlin staged its own show trial, with a focus on trying to smear West Germany's reputation. They found a scapegoat for this in Horst Fischer, who had been a camp physician at a forced labor camp near Monowitz, a town near Auschwitz. The camp's inmates mainly worked at the local Buna factory of the IG Farben industry. After the war, this conglomerate of German chemical corporations was disassembled into various independent chemical companies, all of which were conveniently located in West Germany. During this communist show trial, which lasted from the 10th to the 25th of March 1966, Fischer willingly, at times even enthusiastically, embraced and accepted all accusations, and even added new ones. Fischer was sentenced to death and killed on the 8th of July 1966 with a guillotine. On the absurdities of this trial, and Fischer's various claims and confessions, see the entry dedicated to him. Trial of Walter de Jaco and Fritz Ertel. Between the 19th of January and the 10th of March 1972, two Austrian architects were put on trial in Vienna, Austria, for their involvement in designing and constructing the crematoria at Auschwitz. On request of the judges, an expert report by a court-accredited architect was produced, which concluded that, judged by the crematoria's original blueprints, these facilities could not have served as homicidal gas chambers. As a result, both defendants were acquitted. For more details, see the entry on Walter de Jaco.